Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Pastor Angela from Ascension St. Matthews. Pastor, it's always a pleasure to get you here in the studio. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, Aiden, it's always such a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you.
And, you know, it's a very fun time of year. We're moving out of the summer months and into the fall. And, you know, people love warm weather, but after a certain point, it feels like it gets a little bit old. So I'm excited to see those leaves start changing color, things cool down a little bit. But with the changing of seasons also comes your annual fall fair. It's such a fun event. And, you know, I feel like it's always important to note, fair isn't spelled wrong. It's just a different kind of fair. So for people who might not be familiar, what is the fall fair?
Well, the fall fair is an event at Ascension St. Matthews that we have been doing over 10 years, and mainly it's a great opportunity for the community to get together and break bread and have some delicious soup. And some of the soups this year, some of the all-time favorites is the Shoney's Cabbage and Hamburger Soup, the Clam Chowder. We've got a Mexican theme going on with taco soup and enchilada soup. So there's just a plethora of different varieties of soup and baked goods and canned goods. So we have that going on, and people have an opportunity to do a little shopping. We have a gift shop, one of the best kept secrets here in town, and we have some new items. Oh my goodness, some beautiful handmade jewelry, silver and turquoise. We also have some beautiful artwork from Candy Mayer, who is a Southwestern artist. She kind of paints in a Van Gogh style. She does many desert Southwestern type themes, and she also has Dia de los Muertos, and all of these things are so beautifully colored. They're very bright. And also, while you're there, we have a silent auction going on. We have a beautiful quilt that was donated to the church that, for those of you who knew Pat Serschel, she was a quilter, and she had some panels that someone purchased and then made it into a quilt and donated back to the church. So we will put that on the silent auction. And of course, with many other pieces of artwork and jewelry and what have you. So there's lots of fun. And the biggest thing, though, I think, is the fact that people who haven't seen each other for quite a while get a chance to sit and break bread and have a chance to reconnect.
And that's what it's all about. It's all about building that community, both inside the church and outside, because this is something that just brings people together. Stop by, have some great soup, have some great baked goods, and just enjoy each other's company. I feel like in today's day and age, that's a very important thing that we've kind of moved away from with the advancement of social media, technology like that. It's a great chance to get that real human connection. Now, another thing that comes with the fall fair, you guys are doing donation tickets this year, and not only is this a chance to help donate to the church and some other great causes, but you can also win some pretty fantastic prizes.
Oh my goodness. We have some wonderful ministry partners who have donated to the fall fair for our donation tickets. And some of those things happen to be just cash, my friends. Who of us cannot need a little extra money in our pocket? So we have about $1,400 worth of cash prizes, just straight up cash being given away. And of course, we have so many other items that are of great value to us. And some of them are food, some of them are services, and we just so appreciate all of the people who help us out. The donation tickets, my friends, are only a buck. Oh my gosh, that for a buck, and we only have right now 3,000 tickets printed, so you have a 1 in 3,000 chance of winning something, and if you compare that to the lottery, you know, the 1 in 295 million or whatever it is, you have a much better chance of winning something coming to our fall fair and buying some tickets. You can buy them ahead of time. You can buy them from a member. You can call the church and buy them. You're welcome to do it however you wish, but we do have tickets for sale. And this year, that we didn't do last year, we are going to be giving 10% of the proceeds to a food ministry in our area. We do recognize that there's a lot of food insecurity, and we want to be a part of helping alleviate that need.
And, you know, it's such an important thing, trying to alleviate that need for food insecurity, and not only through events like this where you can come get a very reasonably priced meal and mingle with the community, but giving back to those food pantries. It's such a good thing to be doing. I know for me personally, I'm probably going to be buying some donation tickets right as we hop off air, because it's a very exciting thing. And again, the chances you have just a lot better than you'd expect, like from the Powerball, which everyone driving to Idaho to try and buy those tickets.
You're here local.
Yeah, stay local. local. Yeah. So, and again, this year, we'll jump back to the food side of things. You can dine in or you can take out. What kind of price points are people looking at for soup here?
Okay. So, a large bowl of soup is, and a roll. And by the way, Marsha Ellington from Marsha's Food Pantry and Kitchen is going to be making our rolls for us this year. So these are yeast handmade rolls. They are delicious. I've had them before. She's going to make rolls. And the so a large bowl and a roll is $8. But there's also a smaller bowl for children and a roll at $5. And if you want to sample more than one soup, well, that might be the way to go. Get a couple of soups and get a chance to enjoy the varieties. One thing I also want to bring to attention is I know there are people in our community who maybe either can't eat meat or don't choose not to eat meat. We do have vegetarian options and also gluten-free options for our friends who cannot have gluten.
Yeah, you're really covering all your bases with that. And again, for $8 for a large bowl of soup and a roll, $5 for a child's bowl and a roll, that's such a good price. And for takeout, only $13 for a quart of soup and two rolls, that's perfect. That's a perfect price point for a meal, and you get to take home some leftovers. Just such a good event. Now, Pastor Angela, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything else you want to leave our listeners with?
You know, we just so appreciate the community of Price and Wellington and Helper and East Carbon. You know, the people in Emery County and Carbon County have been so good to us. And we hope that you will come out and support us as we turn around and try to give back to our community.
And, you know, that's what it's all about, giving back to the community. Pastor Angela, always a pleasure. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Aiden.
Again, that was Pastor Angela with Ascension St. Matthews, and we're talking about their upcoming fall fair coming up on Friday, October 3rd from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Come enjoy some great soup, some great gift shop items, and give back to so many great causes. And for more Kessler Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Kessler Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.